a trio of award winners, and the winter season gets started on the court, the ice, and the lanes. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Three athletic directors were recently named recipients of the MHSAA's Alan W. Bush Award. The three are Thomas Flynn of Birmingham Groves, Kevin Guzzo of St. Joseph's, and Michael Fair of Bay City Western. The Bush Award honors individuals for past and continuing service to school athletics and is named for the former executive director of the MHSAA. Flynn has been at Groves for 32 years, including the last 21 as AD. He's hosted a number of MHSAA tournament events and has been on numerous sports-specific committees. He's also been the president of the Oakland County Athletic Directors Association. Guzzo has been with St. Joseph Public Schools for 26 years, the last 18 as AD. He earned his elite certification in the MHSAA Coaches Advancement Program in 2014 and as a program instructor. Thayer is in his 25th year as AD, the first 12 at Merrill and now with Western. He was the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrator Association's Regional AD of the Year in 2017 and also received their George Lovitch State Award of Merit that year. Congratulations to all three recipients of the Bush Award, and to read more, please visit secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Onsted's Sydney Nichols and Madison's Colin Hickman. Nichols was the girls' champ, Hickman the boys' champion at the Wildcat Blast-Off Bowling Tournament in Onsted. Nichols rolled a 184 in the championship match. Hickman had the round of the day, a 256 in qualifying, on way to his win. Parma Western's Alina Lewis, she had 14 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals in a 14-point win over the defending Division III champions Grass Lake. The win moved Parma Western to 2-0. And to Heartland Hockey's Brady Bologna. Brady scored twice in a 4-1 win over Calumet. Heartland is off to a 5-1 start this year.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
This season, MHSAA officials will return to the courts, mats, and ice under some different conditions than over the past 20 months. Other than a few select instances, all MHSAA protocols, procedures, and playing rules have returned to what they were pre-COVID. This means the jump ball and basketball returns, post-game handshakes will be permitted as each school sees fit, and traditional ball handling by officials for free throws and throw-ins is back. Of course, individual schools may retain certain precautionary measures, and officials are always permitted to use personal medical protective equipment. The health and welfare of athletes, coaches, and spectators is our number one priority, and compliance with all local school district and health department mandates is required.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. We end this week with some incredibly sad news to report. MHSAA Associate Director Tom Rashid passed away December 3rd after a 10-month battle with cancer. Tom came to the MHSAA in 2003 after 15 years with the Catholic High School League in Detroit. Before that, he served as Athletic Director at St. Alphonsus High School in Dearborn, the same school he graduated from in 1973. He was the director of boys lacrosse, but more known as an MHSAA handbook expert. He was the first call by athletic directors with an eligibility question, and he toured the state each year for the annual update meetings. Tom was inducted to the Detroit Catholic High School League Hall of Fame in 2002 and the Michigan High School Lacrosse Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2017. His impact on educational athletics will continue to be felt around the state for years to come. Tom Rashid was 66 years old. Read more about one of the best people to ever be involved with high school sports at secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.